Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
We are looking at Romans 1:16. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Greetings on this Thursday, November 18, and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast. And let's continue talking about this powerful gospel, which gave Paul such courage that he was not ashamed of a gospel which obviously brings offense to many people, and of which many Christians seem to be ashamed. That's why they keep quiet about it. That's why they try to soften the rougher edges of it. That's why they try to repackage it in order to make it more palatable to others. That's why they try to introduce elements into the gospel which will make it less offensive. But dear friends, it's not your gospel. It's God's gospel. It's not ours to make it acceptable. It is ours to make it available. And may God give us the courage to say with Paul, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Now, as I was saying on the broadcast yesterday, one of the ways that people try to make the gospel less offensive is to find some way to introduce human merit into the gospel so that it won't be quite such a blow to man's pride. And so there are some who actually believe and propagate works as the way of salvation. And surely I don't need to tell this listening audience that that is entirely wrong. "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works." Not of works, lest any man should boast. And other texts, many others in the Bible, that make this very clear. And so, whenever someone represents the Christian religion, the Christian way of salvation, as being a way of works, that we earn merit with God, we deserve salvation, we keep certain laws and rules and regulations and requirements and stipulations, and if we do that, we will earn favor with God and earn salvation, I want to tell you something. That is not the gospel of Christ. That gospel will not offend most people, because fallen sons and daughters of Adam have a natural bent toward that kind of arrangement. We all think that somehow we can work our way into heaven, that all of us can earn favor with God. In fact, we're all inclined to believe that we ourselves already have earned a great deal of God's favor, and that we can certainly earn more if we will put our minds to it. If we'll roll up our sleeves and go to work, we can certainly deserve salvation. And that's the mindset of fallen, sinful men. That is the foundation of every other religion in the world except for biblical Christianity. As far as I can tell, I haven't found any exceptions to that yet. If you know of one, let me know. But as I have studied other religions, I have found that every one of them, in one way or another, is a works religion. Works salvation. Earn. Do. Achieve. Do these things. The only thing that differs from one religion to another is what is the list of requirements, what it is that we're supposed to do. That's what makes them differ. This one says, here's our list of what you shall do to earn favor with God. Another one says, here's our list of what you shall do in order to be saved. And you see, even salvation is defined differently in different religions. Not all religions have a heaven, or at least the concepts of heaven can differ widely. Not all of them necessarily think in terms of salvation, but every one of them seems to have some kind of package of things that we must do to achieve, and if we do, we will earn heaven, we will earn favor with God, we will earn sometimes nothing more than just personal peace and satisfaction and joy and worth here upon the earth. But every religion has this package of things that if you will do this, you will achieve the goal. And it's all a matter of works. Every single one of them in all the world, save one that says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us. That's radically different. And no wonder it's offensive. It goes against the grain of human nature. It goes against the teachings of every other religion in all the world. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. According to His mercy He saved us. We are dependent upon the kindness of another. The mercy of another. The grace of God. Grace is, by definition, unmerited favor. It's amazing how many people can talk about grace and maybe even define it as unmerited favor if you are I would ask them for a technical definition, but then somehow in their minds, when they conceive of grace, they still think of it in terms of deserved. I get grace because I do this to earn it. That's not grace. I'm thinking of various conversations I've had with people down through the years who have talked in exactly those terms. Well, if you do this and this and this and this, then you get the grace of God. No, no, you are mangling terms and definitions. Stop it. Stop it. You are destroying the gospel of God. Grace is, by definition, unmerited favor. And the Bible makes that so very, very clear. The Bible draws a strong contrast between grace on the one hand and wages or payment on the other hand. Now, which is it, folks? If salvation is a reward, that's another word the Bible uses to describe this. If it's something that you get because you deserve it, that's one thing. But the Bible makes it clear that salvation is not that way. It's not something you get because you deserve it. It's not a reward. You go to school and they tell you, now, if you will work hard and make a certain grade average, this will be your reward. You will get this recognition, this honor, this achievement medal. Your name will be printed in the commencement bulletin under this section. This will be your reward for this particular achievement. If you do this, you get a reward. And likewise, on it goes with so many other things in life and so many religions and even so many corruptions of Christianity are this way. Do this and you'll earn God's favor. Favor is more of a neutral term, so you can use that either way. Gracious favor or the favor of wages, the favor of reward, the favor of payment. God will smile upon you favorably if you please Him. You earn His favor. Well, that's the way all the religions of the world view it. All the pagan religions, all the great leading religions of the world, they all view it the same way. We are earning favor with God. And the Bible comes right along and says, but God's salvation is not earned. It's not a reward. It is not a wage. It is not something that you can bring God into debt concerning. You can't do something, so now God is obligated by His own promises, of course, and His own setup, but now God is obligated to give you what He promised if you would do certain things. That is not the way salvation is. Salvation is by grace, unmerited favor. The only thing you can do is to acknowledge your complete lack of qualifying for it, deserving it, having anything that would merit God's favor in any way, and simply acknowledge that you are a sinner and beg for mercy. And if you understand that, and understand that all God's mercy and salvation comes through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and is because of His righteousness and His death on the cross to die as a substitute and to absorb within Himself the righteous wrath of God towards sinners. And if you recognize all of that and place your faith in Christ with an attitude, I don't deserve it, I deserve condemnation, but if you will be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake, oh, I will be eternally grateful. And guess what? Sinners, Jesus will receive. Sound this word of grace to all. Christ receiveth sinful men. You know, I don't get tired of talking about that. But we've got to understand that it is introducing human merit into the gospel that is the attempt by some to remove the offense of the cross. Sometimes as the way of salvation, it's by works. Sometimes as a combination of Christ's work and my work. Faith in Christ plus works, the two together. And somehow my contribution is going to be added to Christ's contribution, and the two together are going to get me salvation. And again, that's wrong. That's just as wrong, really, as the first one, and maybe even more so, because it is more confusing to many people. And all it is a concession to human pride. All it is a way to take some of the sting and the offense out of the gospel of Christ. But may God help us with the Apostle Paul to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to distort. I'm not going to misrepresent. There's too much at stake. No, I will not be ashamed of the true gospel of Christ, for therein, and therein alone, is the power of God to salvation to everyone that believeth. Not everyone that worketh. Not everyone that deserveth. Not everyone that earneth, but everyone that believeth. And those who believe the promises of God in regard to Christ's work upon the cross and in regard to salvation by faith in Christ, those who believe the promises of God receive God's mercy. And salvation is therefore by grace. But all the glory goes to God and none to man. That's the true gospel. May God help us to understand it and to proudly stand with it. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.